3. As soon as the airplane screeched to a halt on the runway of Detroit Metro Airport, Anna powered up her phone and tried to call her sister again. No luck. Her headache was receding, but the worry in her stomach grew. She got off the plane and hurried past a wine bar, golf shop, and day spa. Besides the casinos, the airport housed the most sophisticated commerce in Detroit, and took the escalators down to baggage claim, where she looked for Cooper Bolden. Kathy had arranged for Cooper to pick Anna up. He'd been a friend in high school, a sunny, bookish kid whose family owned a farm on the outskirts of the county. She hadn't spoken to him in ages. Last she heard, he'd become an Army Ranger and gone to Afghanistan. She scanned the area for him now, looking for a tall, skinny boy with knobby knees and flapping elbows. Standing against a pillar, scrolling through his phone, was a man with a chest like a Ford 350. He wasn't wearing glasses, and his black hair was shorter, but under a couple days' worth of stubble was a familiar, lopsided grin. Cooper? He looked up, and she could see his eyes, light blue rimmed with indigo. She rushed forward to hug him. He stumbled, laughed, and hugged her back. Anna! Hi, easy. Easy? You're 3 times as big as you were in high school. Cooper laughed.
Maybe only twice as big.
He pulled up the jeans on his left leg, lifting the hem. Below was a silver prosthetic limb.
Compliments of the Taliban.
Oh, Coop, I'm sorry.
It's okay. They didn't get the best part of me.
Your spleen?
No. My enormous...
He held his hands 2 feet apart.
Intellect.
Of course.
You look great, Cooper said. Just like I remember you. Except more...
Weary?
No. Grown up.
Anna grabbed her suitcase off the conveyor belt. When she packed it 2 days earlier, she thought she'd spend a few nights at Grace's house, in the process of moving out of Jack's. Now she had the dizzying sensation of being a nomad, with no true home anywhere on Earth. For the last year, she'd lived with Jack and his 6-year-old daughter.